are on the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself because the past.
Hello, this is Reverend Lily Hosner, and tonight it's a really special night for us. It is the beginning of a sixth series called Teach Your Children Well. So here we are, broadcasting to you from room something 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 at Alabama Regional Medical Center. I did not want to give up to you guys tonight. And there was a special, I have a special co-host because that's right. Salt and Pepper, Pepper, part of Salt and Pepper, with me tonight. Woohoo! Ellen, you're acting like a regular person. And don't you know, we're not regular people on this show. You have an audience to uphold. All right. Anyway, I love you, Ellen. And while I'm on that subject, drive home carefully from Maryville, Mary area, Maryland. Okay. So, here are, as our intro song leads us to a six-part series, Treat Your Children Well. We have some really good guests to help learn helpful ways of doing that. And because Ellen wasn't here, and because my sister happened to be up visiting me and such in time, she's my co-host. Say hi to Nancy Nate.
Hi, everyone.
See, she's not scared. She's the bravest Nancy in the world.
Okay, I am.
You are my sister, aren't you?
I am your sister.
She is my older sister. Okay.
But I'm prettier.
Silly girl. All right. So tonight, we've got a special guest on the staff of the show. Lori Mitchell is going to visit with us. And she is an expert on treating children well. She's got, like, good stuff to tell you. And she's going to be back in August when we have our anti-bullying session, which everybody has somebody in their family who needs to listen to this. So, here we go. Sister, and da-da-da. I reach out and hopefully change some lives in the next six seasons. Oh, my God. Want to go to Marlene, Clayton, the nursing staff here at Elements Regional. They've been great. And, of course, my dear friend Esther and my best friend, Peg and Ashley, who also are going to talk at some point during the series about raising your children. All right. We got a little bit of a rocky start because I didn't know being the
road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself.
Stop inspiring me, the road that you took for the Lord is helping to start.
And I think we're back. Hopefully we're back. I'm sorry for that, folks. We're having some definite technical difficulties. I hope that y'all can hear me now. Can you hear me now?
Somebody call in and let us know you can hear us.
Yes, please. Be a friend. Tell me you can hear me. And that phone number to call me, especially if you're bored and you have your cell phone in hand, 71, no, you're going to talk to me. You're going to call toll-free, 888-627-0144, I think is the number. Is that right? 012? Oh, Mr. Engineer, can you help me again? What's my phone number? Guys, you gotta look at life in the form that God made you, which is innocent, loving, and laughter, okay? No, those are not three L's, but they're two L's and an I, and it works for me. I'm going with it. It's who I am. Okay, so here we go. As I was maybe saying that you could comprehend, but maybe not, before my lousy internet connection died here at the hospital, my sister, Nancy, is here with me. Okay, start over, Nancy. Hello.
Hi.
Okay, now she is the proud mama of three and grandma of five. I figured there's no better expert on teaching your children well than a gamma. So I'm going to ask her a couple questions which are not practiced, and we'll see how she answers them. Here we go. So, Nancy.
Yes.
She's saying,
make these questions easy.
Oh, yeah, make these questions easy. What good is that? Okay, tell me, mother of three, grandma of five, some of your insight to raising kids with a positive self-image.
You said this was going to be easy.
I did say it was going to be easy. It's easy.
I think the most important thing to remember is when we have children, nobody gives us a rule book when they are delivered in the labor room. And so it's kind of like a touch and go. I have three children, as Judy said. They have all turned out magnificently, and thank God to that, because a lot of it is luck. You can train them, you can teach them, you can steer them in whatever direction you're going in, but they're going to do what they're going to do unless that foundation is there. So my best advice to you is to mean what you say. In other words, I never threatened my children. They knew what was going to happen if they didn't obey me. I loved them unconditionally, hugs and kisses every day, and the word I love you every night before they went to bed, when they were on the phone as they grew older. And I think that if you stick to your guns, stay on the path, and lead them in a religious way. We went to Sunday school, to church. They were in sports. They didn't have time, idle time, where they could get into trouble or meet the wrong people. Everything was kind of scheduled. And I think that's the first tool that you should learn, is to the unconditional love, where every mother out there will know the feeling that I'm talking about, and that you instill in your children. There's a phrase that I used to use, and that is, you can go through life the hard way, or you can go through life the easy way. The hard way is not doing the right things. It's not being honest. It's not being true to yourself. The easy way is to do what you're asked to do what you're told to do, to be the best person you can, and to be honest. And life is so much easier that way. Did I answer your question? She's such a bad host.
Stop it. That's awesome. And by the way, she raised me the same way. Our mother was always
gone.
And so it's my sister Nancy whom I owe all my craziness to.
Oh no, I didn't do that.
And she did a good job at raising me in the end. And I'm glad she carried that through to her kids. We got time for another question before we bring Lori on board. I want to ask you this one because it's always been a big question in my mind. How did you feel when each one of your three kids got married? And she did, trust me. She cried more than the bride or the groom. And I'm not talking about proud and stuff. I mean, deep inside your being, how did you feel?
Alone. I was happy for them all. And we had beautiful weddings. And I love my in-laws. Luckily, we have a great family, but I now feel alone. Even though they're around and they're near me and we can talk on the phone, I have the biggest empty nest syndrome going on right now. And I see them as much as I can, but it's a sad, happy feeling when you're seeing your daughter or your son walk down the aisle. Because all you want is the best for them.
Oh, you meant you want the best when you ran after them and drug them by their shoes back?
You're not supposed to tell anybody that.
So if you need advice on how to be an empty nester, boy, she got a bab. I don't come close to filling the empty hole that the kiddies leave. Trust me. So... You know, I kind of thought that would be your little spiel.
But I've got five beautiful grandchildren from it, so I'm happy.
Yeah, and what are their names?
The oldest is Tori. She's 15. And then we have, a step-grandson who's 18, Austin. And then we have... let me see, how do they go? Then we have Caden, who's 5. That's my son's son. And Bryce, who is 2. That's my son's son. Is that a word?
Son?
And then I have little Emily, that she just turned 3. And that's my middle daughter's child. So I'm thrilled to have them all.
Except for when they're bad.
Never. Even when they're bad.
So, because I didn't get any calls, I'm assuming you can hear me okay now that we've got our new connection up and running. Not that I ever hope to broadcast from a hospital again, but I just couldn't wait. Wasn't in the cards, as they say. So, the other thing I want to bring up before we get Lori on the line is that we have upcoming some really neat people to bring you the expertise I don't necessarily have. Now, if you want to talk about cats and dogs, I got 7 cats and 2 dogs, and hey, I could talk to you forever. The concept of what I'm trying to teach tonight may kind of break the boundaries of, quote, the Christian talk show mega person, which I am not. But I want you to think about how you look at life in general and how teaching your children well comes back so many rewards. And if we just found a way, and we're working on it, there are those of us out there working very hard at teaching children that they are valuable. They are a child of the Most High God, that they have worthiness, that what they say is important. I don't care if they're 2 or 20. What they say is important if you take the time
to listen
to them. There's
That's something I forgot.
Yes.
Because listening to your children is very important.
Absolutely. I've learned it as a preacher and teacher that, you know, you can't be always telling them, well, you don't know anything. What do you know? You're just blah, blah years old.
Learn to use the word no in a different phrase. Say it a different way so that they're not demeaning them all the time. Because I bet the first thing they all learn is no, don't do that. No, no, no.
Right. And one of the things we have to remember as Christians, those of us who are, and hopefully those of us who will be, is that God does not create children with a sense of discrimination, of anger, of hatred. Children are... Children are blue. And that God creates them innocent for a reason. That what they do learn in a perfect world is love, kindness, gentleness, understanding, and a peaceful way to come about and, solve your problems. If we all learned that when we were children, there would be no wars and other places. There would be no planes flying into high-rise.
Shootings.
And things like that. I'm a big advocate on even if a kid has gone down the wrong path now, it's never too late to turn them around. I don't care if they're doing 10 years time in the local pen. It's still not. I'm a diehard preacher in that sense that I do not believe there is a worthless soul. There may be souls that think they're of no worth, but there's no worthless soul.
Didn't you go to prisons and talk to people?
Yes. In my early
I remember that.
In my early days of seminary, part of my work was to go to California Institute for Women, which is not a nice place to be, and do Sunday morning services with hardened criminals. Some of them were famous hardened criminals. But, you know, it's odd. When you go there as a pastor, they're the nicest people.
Really?
But I bet you if I went in there as incognito, you know, Samantha Shoestrings, not so in.
They wouldn't be welcoming you.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a big room or did you have one?
We had a classroom. And the thing with teaching in a prison is getting over the fear of when the doors close behind you. Because when the doors close behind you, there's no way out until the prison guards let you out.
Wow.
Yeah. So hopefully they remember who you are. Okay. So here's the deal. When we try, and Lori, if you're on by your phone, answer it because we're going to bring you in here shortly. Lori Marshall is a person I came across recently who has some wonderful projects going involving kids. And I asked her to come and talk this week on some of the recent things, but she is going to come back on August 17th when we have the anti-bullying program. And she and several others are going to speak on the subject of anti-bullying, which is one of my pet projects. We have several people who are going to tap in for a minute or two. All right. So do we have her yet? Let's see. I'm still learning how to work this fancy schmancy system. So just be patient with me because I am not the best disc jockey in the world. Dish dog?
Dish.
Oh, disc. I'm not a dish jockey either. I'm going to go on until we hear what's happening with Lori, but one of the things I wanted to say, and this is just an off-the-cuff thing, is being in and out of the hospital recently, I've learned two things. One is never ask a nurse to take your blood. They're brutal. And here comes my nurse now to tell me I'm a bad patient. Never take for granted the people who love you. They're amazing people in my life.
Is that me?
That's you, Sissy. Tell them how
I'm
great
here,
you are.
I'm here for you, and I'm great. That's all I have to say.
You're on a Christian talk show, Sissy.
Okay, I love you.
Oh, God, you don't know how hard that was for her to tell me. And I like you, too.
Okay, thank you. I'm leaving now.
All right, so how many of you out there think of A, B, C, D, E, F, G? Here we go. Think of your kids or your nephews and nieces, and I bet you most of you would say, no, if I asked you if you had a favorite on the air. But if I asked you off the air if you had a favorite, oh, yeah, you'd say, oh, little Cindy Sue, she's my favorite. She's so cute. Or little Tommy Timmy, Joe Bob. He's my favorite.
What's your point?
The point is, never tell a child they're your favorite.
Oh, right, right.
That is a winning way to lose.
That comes about 8, 9, 10 years old when they really know what's going on. They realize what's happening around them. And mom likes you better than she likes me and blah, blah, blah. And that's something I tried never to do because I love all three of them equally.
And even if you had one that's a favorite, the last thing you want to do is instill that thought in one of their minds. That's interesting. Okay.
What's going on now?
She's not answering the alleged phone number. I got to talk while I type.
Me talk?
I know. That's so odd.
Well, we're trying to desperately get our guest speaker on the line, and it's really difficult. We're working from a little iPad instead of our inner studio, so it's a little challenging tonight. I hope y'all are hearing us, and stay with us, because she is a very good speaker. We're trying to get her right now on the line.
And for those of you who are in California, did it rain today? Oh, it never rains in California.
It did rain.
It rained in California? I'm kidding. I'm from the Bay Area prior to coming to North Carolina. I tell you, this is a cool place, North Carolina. If y'all ever get a chance to visit, it's a beautiful state. Okay. So, for whatever reason, we have not been able to raise our guest host, or guest.
Guest speaker.
That's it. Guest. So, until he tells me she might be on the line, I'm going to jump forward to letting you know, since we're into this beginning of the series, Teach Your Children Well. And you may hear that song throughout the six series. I'm going to flip through my big notebook of notes and tell you who is coming up next time, which would be September 20th, I think it is. July 20th. I'm sorry. We're in July, aren't we? And it's the 20th. See, I learn things every day. It's the 20th. No, it's
today.
I'm arguing with myself here. Just hang on.
Today is the 6th, so your next one will be the 20th.
Yes, but it's not anti-bullying. I moved that back. The 20th. We'll skip by the 20th. I have another notebook. It's 20 miles away. On August 3rd, and this is the person I've been so waiting to have on the show. And August 3rd was the date that Michael could come on the show. Michael, Michael, Michael. Oh, I'm still in love with them.
I don't know who it is.
Will of Titus. He is the writer and primary voice of the group Will of Titus that I have fallen in love with. And he's going to be here on August 3rd and still talk about children. He's got some neat stuff to say. And make my day, yes, on that day, yes. And then on September 14th, here it is, guys.
What is it?
Show in the park. We are going to invade one of the local parks here in Burlington, and we are going to set up our shop, and we're
going to
broadcast live from the park, and just catch people on the sidewalk, ask them some questions, and see what they answer.
Oh, that will be fun.
Yes, it's going to be very fun.
Won't be here.
I know you won't. Her vacation up here ends before that. So we're going to do broadcast from the park. This is our first time, and we'll see how it goes. We'll see how you guys like it. See what some people in North Carolina have to say. And then on the... hang on, I can't read my own notes.
Okay, July 20th you've done. August
3rd. And August 17th is anti-bullying. August 17th is anti-bullying. July 20th, don't listen to my notes, I believe is another source of my fumbling preacherdom.
What is that?
That's me trying to be a preacher.
No.
I don't preach. I teach and tell a lot of jokes. Let me tell you. If you only could see right now, my sister looking at me like, you're not doing good here. Call the nurse in, please. I think she needs something.
You need something, all right.
Okay, so here's the scoop. I'm going to read you a little something. You, if you can, either send me an email. Oh, that's what I wanted to tell you. The website. You thought Peppa and I were faking it, but the website really exists. And it will be unleashed in all of its glory probably by next show. But it really does look nice. And the email, I'm getting about 70 emails a day, between 70 and 100. So you guys, somebody, all 12 of you must be listening and writing multiple emails. That's what it is. So I'm jazzed. And the email is revjudy@thejourney8.com. And the website, of course, is just www.thejourney8.com. So either way, you'll find me. The email is fine. You can call. You have the phone number of the Journey 8 line, and I don't have it with me, and that's because I'm in the hospital, but it's posted on the website. Do I sound silly? Okay, here's the deal. they gave me orange stuff to drink today. I'm not sure what it was. They said it was orange juice, but it had a bitter taste to it.
A beer?
No, a bitter. Oh, I do not drink. I think it had something in it that makes me silly.
You don't need to drink anything for that.
Tell them I'm an upstanding servant of the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm not upstanding right now. I'm sitting down.
That's right. She is sitting down.
Tell them.
Where's your guest speaker?
He can't raise her on the phone. Lori, if you're out there, we're trying to get a hold of you.
You want me to call her?
No, he knows how to use the phone. He's my engineer. My gosh, I'm feeling abandoned here. My co-host abandoned me.
I'm
and
right
you're here.
Here.
You are. I'm replacing Peppa. We'll be salt and old. Oh, that didn't work. So, I don't know, Mr. Engineer, what can you grab while I get a drink of water? Surely we have something online. Tell me what songs you have loaded. I love doing this.
Stop inspiring me, the road that you took for the Lord.
Well, there you go. My favorite group. I love them. Will of Titus, and they will be here on August the 3rd. Woo-hoo! Well, Michael will be here anyway. So here we do, and here we don't. We don't have our speaker, and I'm worried. But you got me, and you got
me.
Who are you?
Nancy.
Where'd you come from?
My mother.
She's such a dude. So I'm going to let you guys off the hook here in a few minutes, but I want you to take one thing with you. I have to pretend like I'm a minister. No, that's not right. I have to, like, you know, give you something to go. I always give you a thought to go by. And as soon as I find it, because I scribbled it on, okay, here's where I want you guys to go. When you have time, I want you to go to Homeward Healing Angels. They have a website, Homeward Healing Angels. And I want you to read about them. And maybe next week we can reconnect with Lori, and she's going to tell us about Homeward Healing Angels. So I want to say grace and peace to all of you. I appreciate all 12 of you that get to listen to me. Oh, no, that's right. I'm up to 14 now. And I want to thank all 14 of you. And I will see you. Well, I won't see you because this is radio. I will be talking at you, with you, and for you on July 20th. Until then, grace and peace.
Thank you for listening to The Journey 8, and please come back and join us again. Remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace, Judy Hasner.